I don't know, you can buy molasses or not. I never seen it in the store, but I might overlook it.
Yeah.
I always liked it myself.
I've had a little bit. I sort of like it. It's awful strong.
It is strong. It's got a whang to it, but it goes a long way.
Goes a long way.
Yeah.
When sugar isn't prepackaged, but it's you know, just weighed out of the barrel, you might say it's sold in what?
Book, I guess, B-U-L-K.
Okay. What do you call that sweet stuff that they make by boiling sugar and maybe strawberries or something like that, and you spread it on toast in the morning?
It'd be called jelly.
Okay. And on the table, you keep to season food, you usually keep...
salt and pepper.
Okay. And... somebody has a bunch of peach trees. You'd say he has a...
orchard.
Okay. The inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat.
It's called a pit.
Okay. And the inside of a peach, what would you call that?
Seed. One of them called seed.
Okay. And, excuse me, it's kind of weathered bad for my voice. It comes and goes on me. There are basically two kinds of peaches. One kind you can cut it, you know, and the seed just falls out. And then the others, there's another kind you cut it and it sticks to the seed and you have to pull it apart.
One's a sliced peach where you cut it in slices.
Uh-huh.
And the other's called, mom always made it, I can't. Clean peach, that's a clean peach. It's what the peach is, but what it's called, I don't know.
Okay. After you've eaten an apple, the part that you have left is
the core.
Okay. And did you ever see pieces of apples, you know, cut up in small pieces and dried?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Dried apples.
Okay. What kind of nuts grow around here?
Walnuts, pecans, peanuts. That's about it.
Okay. Hershey bars come one plain and one with...
milk. One with nuts.
Okay, what kind of nuts do they put in Hershey bars usually?
Peanuts, I believe.
Okay. Are there any other kind of nuts that are used in candy bars?
Coconut.
Okay.
I know coconut's real good.
Okay. On a walnut, you know, when it first falls out of the tree, there's this green thing on the outside, and then there's the hard thing, and what do you call the green thing that falls off?
Can't think of it. Yeah, I don't know what it's got
in. Okay. Now, let's see. We've talked about vegetables, but I think we missed some. Let me ask you some of them. What do you call a little red root vegetable? Grows in the ground. You know, it's real hot. Take a bite of it. It's kind of hot.
It grows in the ground.
Mm-hmm. If you slice it, it's red on the outside and white in the middle.
Carrot, I guess.
Okay. What do you call tomatoes that don't ever get any bigger than about that big?
Well, isn't that crazy? I know it. Cherry tomatoes, I believe. Cherry tomatoes, that's right.
Okay. And if you leave an apple just sitting around, it'll get all dried up and what? What's another word for all? Gets all crinkly looking. What do you call that?
Can't think.
Okay. Somebody had seven boys and seven girls. You said he had a whole what of kids?
Slew.
Okay, I took that too. They pick corn. The green covering on the outside of the corn is called...
shucks.
Okay, and that thing that sticks out the top?
That's called silks.
Okay. The kind of corn that's tender enough to just eat off the cob, you'd call